Good practice, team. Okay, it's time for the easiest part of any coach's job, the cuts. Now, while I wasn't able to cut everyone I wanted to, I have cut a lot of you. Wendell is cut. Rudy is cut. Janie, you're gone. Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you. Congratulations! The rest of you made the team! Except you.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minisode.
I don't know what that was.
It's so hot.
That
fan was a nice relief there,
yeah,
anyway.
For that 2 minutes before it turned off for the mics.
This is a new, I guess, project we'll be doing.
Completely unplanned.
We decided, on the weekend, we're like, since we only drop an episode every 2 weeks, we try and get a double record in and give you something to tide you over for the weeks in between.
Yeah, so we're recording this directly after last week's episode.
Yes,
in the same session. We're letting you in behind the curtain,
we
people.
Might be a bit loopy.
So if we're crazy, we just recorded for an hour and a half in a sweatbox. So don't blame us.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
But we're basically doing it so for the time being, I say our schedule. My schedule is sort of every
Jam
2 weeks.
Packed.
So this is kind of a way to get something out every week.
Yeah.
To tie the little SOBs over. I wouldn't put it that way, but you know.
And I guess the theme of what it's going to be is we're going to tackle a topic every week. So for this one, we're going to be kicking off with sports.
And you don't have to like sports to enjoy it.
So it's general. We're going to be talking about sports and The Simpsons, favorite episodes relating to sports, some moments, and then we might even have some anecdotes of our own.
Delightful.
Delightfully devilish.
Yes.
So Andy, when I think of sports and The Simpsons,
yes,
the first episode that comes to mind is...
Talking Softball.
Yes, sir. From Maine to San Diego.
Was that actually what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But I think it is the most quintessential sports episode.
There's something, I want to say that episode always strikes me as having one of those delightful orange skies that you see in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of the episode, I think the color orange sort of, you
but
know,
even
like
the,
dusk.
The tone, I don't want to say skin tone, but it's sepia toned.
Yeah.
Not so much though, because they do the whole sepia at the end. It just seems less bright or something at the start of the episode.
And I must admit, I mean, this is season 3, and since the last few episodes, and especially the one that Tony was on 2 weeks ago, where it was
talking about Gal.
I have to say,
did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I watched way more of that clip than I actually ended up putting in, because I thought this guy is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? So you did. You told me the way you slumped your shoulders. Jesus, this guy is unbelievable. Yeah. Let's go shopping. And then the scene, where Bart is like, "I'm sorry." Now they're saying, no, that won't do at all. I was like, fucking hell, that's still terrifying at 34.
I remember being, as a kid,
it's your fault, I can't talk.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
So, season 3 and 2 at sometimes as well.
Was that 2?
Carl was 2, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but season 3 is softball.
I must admit, when I first started, I didn't think that I was going to agree that people said season 2 or 3 were I remember when you said that was peak. I was what? It's so old. But now as I'm sort of going through it and, dare I say, becoming a bit more cultured in The Simpsons, I'm kind of veering a little bit more that way. The softball one, especially when you told me that was season 3, I was all right.
And what's great about it is they kind of, first half of the episode is kind of supposed to be, I guess, the rookie or something like that. One of those baseball things where he comes up, he has Wonder Bat. and sort of they have this great season.
Oh, yeah.
And then they do such a good job with, like, the second half is when all these new people come to the...
Yeah.
And it's like all these, you know, heavy hitters or whatever.
You're Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
You play right field.
Yes.
I play right field, too.
So?
Well, are you better than me?
Well, I never met you, but yes.
Take a knee, boys. Tomorrow is the biggest day of your lives. The Shelbyville game. So lights out at 7:30 and abstain from coffee, tea, and cola drinks. Make no mistake, they peck a wallop.
Sure do, Skip.
Yes. Now, before I post the starting lineup, I want to assure those of you whose names are not on the list that I'm very disappointed in you. Something was lacking. Let's call it heart.
No hustle either, Skip.
That's right, Daryl.
Yeah. Like, obviously, homers are, like, main protagonist. But I don't know about you, about, like, being on sports teams when, like, somebody new would show up. And I know it as both a manager of a sports as a football team, as a player. If somebody who showed up and played the same position as you, like, you see it on the lads when they're like, what position does he play?
Really?
He plays right full, does he? It's like,
like when you were manager of, of the football team, that you'd be like...
I wouldn't be set, but I'd be able to pick it up on the lad's body language or whatever. If a new guy
plays right back,
like really good. But even when, like when we were starting up the football team years ago, whatever position I was playing, if somebody new came down, you're like, oh Jesus, this guy's good. Like I mightn't get my game anymore.
Would it ever be a case of, as if you were a manager, if say someone comes down and they're like, hey coach, any games or whatever, or whatever we'd say, that you'd have a bit of a warm-up or a practice and if this guy looked really good, would you stick him right in? Or would you not disrespect?
No, I would always be, you would have to...
Have put the hours in.
Do a bit of training or whatever like that, because I don't think it's fair to like somebody who's been down all season working their bollocks off and then this guy shows up, trains once, and then you throw him in. They say if you're good enough, you get in the team. Yeah, but you also have to work hard. Now it might be like a couple of weeks and then you put him in or whatever. You know, or like even that first week, if you train twice or whatever, you like the look of him, chuck him on for a few minutes at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
do you miss managing a football team as Jose Mourinho?
No, I don't. No. It's weird.
It's just very, it was one of those things that's like, it's enjoyable, but it's so time consuming when you've taxing. Got everything else.
That's the thing.
As you get older, like, your time becomes less and less.
Like the idea of, like, when I was doing it, when I got back into it, it's great social element of it. You know, we meet all these people, make good friends and stuff like that. And it was like, I could feel myself as the wedding was coming up and like just not having the energy for it.
Like, it's sort of all consuming, like you're never really off.
Like so it was like that, and then like you kind of had this other big thing off in the distance that it was like I could find myself like not being actually able to commit properly to it, and that's not the best way to be going about it. Like, you know, like ideally I'd be able to show up on a Saturday, not take training, and then have the lads who took training be like, who was good, you know, tell me, okay, pick them. I always loved the games, like I loved sort of in the games and being like, okay,
change
the
tactics,
whatever, like that, or like switching him out here,
that's a game of cat and mouse,
making a substitution, or like, you know, trying to, if you could see like you have a really good left foot, okay, we'll keep the ball on our right wing, or you know, like that sort of stuff.
I remember like you telling me and Andy like about like whenever we'd meet up for pints, it would just be what's going on in the football team, and like, but like, I've never quite happily just sat back and just listened for like 20, 25 minutes of like all the stuff that's going on. And like, all the sort of like, you know, politics, but there's so much of like, you know, oh, he's not happy because of this, this, and this, so I had to do this, and then this guy had an issue. You know, all the, like where I would assume you just show up and like you know, have a friendly game, or, you know, like that there's no sort of, you know, politics at play, or
like there is a lot of it, and it's hard to keep everybody happy or whatever like that. Yeah. Like, but like also, I'm very competitive. I want to win. Like, so, you know, you want to be playing or whatever like that. Like, so,
where did you play when you were defense, a player?
Like centre half, right full. Like, but I'm not tough enough to be a centre half.
Who would you if you could compare yourself to someone in the English Premier League, Terry? Who would you be? In your prime,
in my prime.
Yeah, so fifth class or whatever. I'm speaking from
I'm probably in my prime now. Like, who's a shit rifle? Like,
say no more.
somebody who was playing for one of the relegated teams. It was Cardiff's rifle last year.
Well,
but like, what I loved about, and they do it on a couple of like different topics. They get down to, like you say, it's a satire, but like it's also like that softball episode. I'm like, the idea of like Homer getting in or whatever, and they tie it up so nicely of like how like he wins the game for them accidentally or whatever, like that, like, you know, which is great.
Yeah.
And they take it to absurd lengths, but without like feeling cheap or whatever, that, like, you know, the idea of like he misses it because like Steve Sachs is missing it because he's serving 8 to 10 or whatever, you know, like a lot of murders. You know, that sort of stuff. But even then, like when they did like sort of like the Pee Wee hockey episode, and like that boiled down to like sort of a rivalry between Bart and Lisa.
Yeah.
But it was like, we're just going to transport it to sports. And it was like, I don't know, I think that's such a like well done episode.
The hockey one.
Yeah. Like, and like how at the end of that episode, it sort of comes down to like really touching sort of, and that's like, I mean, we talked about it pretty much every week, but all the best ones are like
the ones that, have that
keep the heart. Like, you know,
I like the fact that even in that one where Homer, it's like, he's like, sucker, competitive violence, that's why you're here. You know?
Sports.
Like the way they, as siblings, are like almost pitting their, not even pitting their parents against each other, just like Homer is just, like willingly just flip-flopping from one kid to the other. Like,
but, I love Lisa. Yeah. I love Bart. I go beer, Marge. I love you.
See, me and Tony never had that issue because
sports.
I was considerably, and still am, considerably better than him.
At sports.
Yeah, at sports. But like, it was one of those, like, you know when you're playing against,
I can't imagine Tony,
you know, like, he was very fun for me to play against, because you know there's someone who's also your size but you can make an absolute mug of, you know what I mean, like, you can do all these fun, like, and I wasn't the greatest player,
like, one-on-one, like,
me and him and Ben, say back when Ben was like, you know, 5 you go,
and I'm only you at this stage,
20.
And come on, Tony, keep up.
But I remember specifically there was actually one time we were playing, me and Tony and Ben were playing in my dad's backyard, and like I kicked the ball and it went over the wall, and Ben is like, why did you do that? And started crying. I was like, I'll get it. Like, and I went over the wall, like, for, it was a big wall, like, hopped over and I just chucked it back over the wall, and I just heard and Tony's like, you hit him in the face. Like, of all the shots, like, just chucked it blind. Like, you hit him in the face.
There's nothing better. Now, I never had anything like that with, like, my siblings.
Yeah.
You know, Laura's a girl. Or we never had competitive sports.
Yeah.
I guess. But we, you know, there was definitely, like,
there was definitely competitiveness.
Yeah,
but not.
She did not like me when I came along.
Really?
You know, I was looking at old pictures, and it was, like, the face on her. I would just be sitting there, like,
Her kid now
Yeah,
is Rosie? The absolute image of you, by the way.
Do you think so, yeah?
The absolute image of you.
I think she looks like her dad, but there is a bit of...
Yeah, I tell you what, I just see three-year-old Terry Tong in these pictures. But yeah, and then one of the other episodes is a bit of one from left field, the bowling one.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was a massive fan of. I was a particular fan, if you can remember, some of the team names from that episode.
Holy Rollers. Yeah. Pin Pals, obviously. Yeah. Let's see. There was... Oops. Wasn't the Accents.
No, but you're...
Mm-hmm. There was one where they all had...
It's just called the Stereotypes.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you remember who was in that team?
Yeah, so there was... Arr, mateys.
Yeah.
Arr. Was it... Was Willie in there as well?
I think he was.
Yeah. Bumblebee Man was there. Who else?
I don't know why I ask, because I don't have the answer.
But I remember Apu, like, begged me to join that team. Begged me.
Bowling, I was always a massive fan of. The whole Quasar and bowling.
There's something we get competitive with.
Bowling.
Yeah.
Did you have the sides up?
When we were very young, but like as an adult.
Sure, me too.
Yeah. As an adult, I remember like in Australia, like being absolutely pissed. And like, because they, you drink bowling and bowling. A perfect game. But like, yeah, doing all right. Like, but I'd be doing the Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Or Woody Harrelson from Kingpin, like, shaking the hips. And like, I need you now, sweetness. Now more than ever.
Yeah, bowling was always a fun one for me. Yeah. Like any birthday party. Well, I like to think I was. But I probably
was. What did the stats say?
Stats don't lie. It was, I had the sides up, so like, you know. Up until
typical, probably that does not surprise me. Typical Andy Cantwell,
sheltered upbringing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh no, we gotta put the sides up for it.
Poor Andy,
never been outside the gates of Charlemagne. But yeah, bowling and Quasar was always a big party favorite for me.
And like when they sort of branch off, I don't know if they've done any. Like they did the boxing, like I guess combat sports.
Yeah. Mean,
they did the boxing one, which yes. I think was great.
Okay, punching isn't your thing, but that's okay. You're not that kind of fighter. What you're going to do is stand there while your opponent gets exhausted from over-punching.
Then I can just push him over.
That's right. And if the ref's not looking, you can kick him a couple of times. Who's going to knock you down?
No one.
When are you going to fight back?
Never.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
That's my boy.
Brilliant,
like,
one,
it's a fantastic episode.
Absolute classic.
Yeah, where, you know, Homer and Dredrick Tatum and Moe and the Fan Man and sort of like that sort of, I don't know, like the commentary on like Homer's skull.
You have an absolutely unique genetic condition known as Homer Simpson syndrome.
Oh, why me?
Don't worry, it's quite beneficial. Your brain is cushioned by a layer of fluid 1/8 of an inch thicker than normal. It's almost as if you're wearing a football helmet inside your own head. Why, I could wallop you all day with this surgical 2x4 without ever knocking you down. But I have other appointments.
Homer Simpson syndrome.
Yeah.
Where he has, like, the extra layer.
Did you see sorry to be a downer here, but did you see, that boxer died today from a fight he had on Friday.
Who?
I seen a thing, I can't remember his name, so disrespectful, but I seen Ariel Helwani tweeting, you know, your man who does the UFC report and all, and he had, you know, oh, this is, you know, I wish more coaches did this, and it was your man, his coach was like, he's like, I gotta call the fight, like, you're getting hit too much, it's like, please let me do it, please, he's like, if you don't let me, they're gonna do it, and all this sort of stuff, and he's talking to your coaches, please, am I telling the truth, and all this sort of stuff, and then like, and then I seen today that like your man who he was talking to, like they did call it then, but your man actually died
fucking
like today
hell,
from
like,
some like bleeding of the brain or something like that. So I was just kind of like, fuck, like I remember seeing that clip and thinking, oh, good on that coach, you know, and then you're thinking he died, I was like, fucking hell, it's, like, so like, it's such a danger, because it's one of those, like, at least like the UFC on paper looks more dangerous because it's kind of like if you get knocked
there's
down,
no rule, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
But it's like if you get knocked down, they can finish you there. Right. It's kind of like, oh, they're hitting them when they're down and all this sort of stuff. But with boxing, it's kind of like you're concussed.
Yeah,
and like
you're still
all
going.
You have to do is be able to stand up in 10 seconds and then just go again.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They'd never let you do that.
And it's funny, like, I don't know if they ever did do an episode on it, like in wrestling in The Simpsons. Like, not one of the ones I have watched, but like I was listening to.
If they did, it would have been like
season 20 or
WWE superstar John Cena,
yeah, or something like that.
You can't see me, Lisa.
That's pretty good. Mail that into Al Jean.
They're watching, it's like, fine, yeah, that'll do. Get that Al shit out.
But I was listening to like JR, his podcast,
podcast,
Grilling JR.
Brilliant. Is it good? Yeah,
yeah, it's with the same guy that does it with Bruce Pritchard, you know, Conrad.
Oh, is he with JR?
Yeah, he's with JR. He's basically, he has one with Bischoff.
Does he?
JR.
He's done well for himself.
Shivani and Bruce Pritchard. Like, so he's doing very well for himself. Tied. Like, he's like, roll tide. But they were talking about the episode, isn't it? Was Hell in a Cell 98 and like Mick Foley.
Brilliant.
Getting tossed. Yeah, but is it like brilliant? Like,
well, yeah.
Where like he's like literally like he thought he was dead, you know?
Well, that's a lot of weight. There's 200-300 pounders up there. They're destroying the Hell in the Cell. And my God, don't get them over here where we are. What's going to happen here? Undertaker fighting back. He's fighting back. They're right above us, folks. And I don't like it a damn bit. Oh, my God. Look out. Oh, man!
crazy. Like,
my God, they killed him. You killed him.
Well, somebody stop that damn match.
And when he's like, talking about that, and it's like how like Foley's like so concussed or whatever like that. Like,
and the worst one was the one that didn't even look like the one
the chair.
Where he went through the cage and the chair hit him on the head and all that on the way down.
The chair broke his jaw. Knocked two teeth out, like put a big hole in his lip where he
Like, it's better that they don't do that now.
Yes.
But having said that, I don't think it's ever been worse as it is now, I'm hearing from people.
Oh, in terms of the standard
actual wrestling now. Like,
but like,
you know, it seems like it's gone back to sort of real character, like Papa Shango almost, like levels of like,
well, it seems
it's the brawler, you know, like it's one of these sort of like, oh, so not a real person, like, because they sort of went through that phase.
They have it kind of, it's weird that it's like part of it is like it's AJ Styles or whatever, like this like proper wrestler, but also the fact that like they're not edgy or whatever, like you
there's zero edge,
like
they've,
you know,
so they've rounded off those edges
like they don't have anybody like an Austin or even like a Michaels before, you know. There's been no competition, so now there's a bit of competition coming, maybe you'll see a bit of a change. But just going back to Foley, and they're saying like how he was concussed, he had no idea what he was doing or anything like that. Now, like in the match, he was asking the Undertaker days later, or he was asking him after the match, he was like, did I use thumbtacks? And Undertaker standing there, he had a bunch of them on his arm. He's like, yeah, Mick, you did. Like, it's just like, it's so fucking like,
he's done quite well for himself considering the amount of times he's been confessed.
Foley, but like, you don't know, like he's gonna have like onset early dementia, I'd say, or something like that from it. Like,
it never ends well with him, does it?
Crazy, like, and all that CTE.
There's a lot of you know, when it comes to like sports and stuff like that, I always try and get like Joni to watch. Like, she, if we play FIFA, which we do sometimes, she wants to be the girl, which is, well, I'm like, yeah, good. And I keep like shoehorning in, like, you know, you could do this yourself one day. You know, like that sort of
thing. You want to play like women's teams?
Yeah, you know, she wants to do that, or she wants to watch the girls in wrestling, like get to the girls or whatever, like that sort of thing, which I think is great.
Yeah,
like, you know, that sort of thing. I'm always trying to, but I feel like I'm trying to push her a little too much towards football. I'm like, you could play for the red team as well. You know, like Liverpool, she just calls the red team. You could play David Girls team. And all this sort of stuff. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do that when I'm older. Like, yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, I was trying to get her to watch some of the Women's World Cup, and I was like, she wasn't interested at all.
There was some crazy entertaining games, but a lot of it was overshadowed by the VAR aspect of it. Like,
I just seen that the France and Cameroon one or something like that. It's just mental. I look forward to that this year.
I think they're saying maybe we should rethink it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they've done an episode of The Simpsons about soccer.
Open wide for some soccer.
The Continental Soccer Association is coming to Springfield. It's all here. Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties. You bet.
Hey, Dad, how come you never taken us to see a soccer game?
I don't know.
You'll see all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2, Bariaga, Aruglia, and Pizzozza.
Oh, I never heard of those people.
And they'll all be signing autographs.
Woohoo!
This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on Earth, Mexico or Portugal.
Can we go, Dad? Please, Dad, please, Dad, can we go?
Can we go, huh, please?
Yes, yes, oh God, yes!
Remember Homer had some line of like, can you believe they gave Giggs a yellow card for diving in the box or something?
That was the episode where they went to England.
Yeah.
And that's like terrible.
Yeah.
But as the seasons have gone on, one of the, again, it was like season whatever, 15, between 15 and 25, I'm sure. But they do an episode where Ronaldo, not Cristiano Ronaldo, Fat Ronaldo shows up in it. Like, Homer, Lisa's playing soccer and Homer becomes a referee.
Yeah.
And like, I think she's like, she starts, they call it a flopper, which is like somebody who dives.
I was seeing something about this today, actually.
Oh, did you?
Well, just online, like coincidentally, maybe it was because I was looking up stuff to do with sports or something. But yeah, something to do with a flopper, yeah.
Yeah, a flopper is like a diver, I guess, over there. But it was like Homer like sends Lisa off for flopping or something like that.
Oh, to learn how to do it, like,
no, because he's kind of given her a preferential treatment, I think, right, in it. And then
that is one thing I will say about the women's football, is that there's none of that fucking play acting going on. Of,
no,
you know, like yeah, yeah. you know, it's you just actual. Up, yeah. You just yeah, hit, you get up sort of thing. But yeah,
but for so, I can't remember why Ronaldo just like showed up in it, and then it was like, and like Homer's like Ronaldo, yeah, you know, like oh my god, it's you. Oh, but then it was like I don't know what it was like Ronaldo. Tearing families apart. So he's like, I must go now. Like that, and I already was like, that's a pretty good line. He has yeah. no clue why he's saying
he
it.
He doesn't know. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about those like modern sort of appearances yeah. that you're just like, they don't even know what the joke is. Yeah, here. It's just like, okay, say my line.
Give me my
bada bing, bada boom, I'm done. Watch the pros, kid.
Okay, Krusty, we're ready to go.
Here comes Sideshow Matt.
Sideshow Matt.
But like, as well... One of my favorite football references in The Simpsons was that, you know, it's like center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Boring.
Come on, you schnorrers. Do something.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback. Passes to center, back to wing, back to center, center holds it, holds it, holds it!
I really actually kind of got into MLS.
Have you, yeah?
The last while, just because it's on currently, like, what's you know, it on, it's a bit of football. It's on Sky
is it?
Sports, yeah.
I saw Zlatan get a nice hat trick.
I've seen a yeah. great interview with Zlatan as well, where he was talking about, I mean, which one? Yeah. But there was one the other day where he was, it was like the guy, it was like, you always consider yourself the best footballer in the world or one of the best. And he's like, yes. And he's like, I can't remember who your man named. He's like, such and such has scored 12 goals and 8 assists for whatever, Seattle or whatever. It's like, do you still think you're the best? And it's like, how old is he? It's like, 29. It's like, where was I playing at 29 in my prime? It's like, you tell me. It's like, he's playing in the MLS. You know? It was just, it was so quick.
So disrespectful. Like,
he wouldn't give, he doesn't give a shit. Yeah. Like, but yeah. What a great asset to any team.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you miss him at United?
Not really, because he's kind of...
You could be hot or cold. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he was deadly the year we had him, but like also...
When he moved in, his first game at LA Galaxy, that
yeah.
scream...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on! So good. Can I ask you, is this too off topic to ask you about how you think this upcoming Premier League season is going to go?
I am torn. In terms of Man United, like a lot of the young lads that are coming through, and I think they'll be used an awful lot.
Did you get Maguire?
No, not yet. And I don't know, and I don't think he's worth the money that they're talking about.
Anyone you sign is worth about half the price it's that you end
the
up
premium,
signing.
The Man United premium.
I know,
like,
right?
It's ridiculous. Like,
did I hear something about Dybala or something? Is that
I'm talking about
BS?
That. Like, it could be. But like, they've been linked with so many people this summer.
I know.
And it's just like, okay.
So could this be the year Gareth Bale finally?
30-year-old Gareth Bale, like, who like can't...
Such an unfair treatment he's got.
Yeah, he's getting the rough shot there. Like, considering...
Like, score like
Zidane's last game as Madrid manager, he scored 2 goals in Champions League final. One of the best goals.
One of the best. I was only watching it again. I didn't appreciate it because it was against Liverpool. It was probably one of the best goals I've ever seen in my life that he scored against Liverpool.
Bicycle kick, so audacious. Height, like,
I know.
Gotta, like,
to put them
2-1
up.
Somebody like had one of those blankets and like tossed them up into the air, like.
But, it was like Lee Majors
yeah.
in The Simpsons.
I don't know. I am quietly like I'm excited.
Top four.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they probably get another couple of signings. I would like to see Pogba gone. Like seeing Lukaku gone.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if Pogba stays and he's happy and he's good, then good.
Yeah.
That's a very big if. Like,
big
you know,
if, yeah.
You can't be building your team around them. He blows too hot and cold. Like,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
For Liverpool?
Yeah.
This is our year, Terry.
We haven't been saying that for... You're standing still. Like,
this has been the first transfer window that I can remember that I haven't been, like, signed someone.
Not think you need another defender?
I do think that we should sign... A couple of people, but I don't think we need any big marquee signings. I think that we have Gomez back, we have Ox back, we have, I think Brewster is going to be good this year.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued by him. I think Ox is like vastly overrated.
I think he's playing well. See, he was playing the form
but
of his
like,
life before.
We're like, the form of his life, and it's like he had about 3 or 4 games in the tail end of that season where it was like, geez, he looked really good.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't had him... Like, he didn't do it all that whole season for you. Like, you know...
Last season?
No, the season before. When he was like playing
He was getting better though.
But like,
that's why his loss was such a big loss, because it was like, oh shit, he's really fine.
But he wasn't really in the team all the time, like, you know.
I'm happy to have him back anyway.
Yeah.
And I remember when we signed him, I was like, fucking hell, 40 million for Oxlade-Chamberlain. I can't believe we're doing this. We don't even need
him. Game's gone, man.
But now I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, Lallana's, what, 30 now, 31? Yeah. Something like that. Like,
he's kind of finished.
Yeah, you know, so...
Henderson in that new advanced role. There's no telling what he can do.
Yeah, there is. I'm ceiling on him.
I'm pretty confident...
That you'll win the whole thing.
I think that we're going to win the league.
I think Andy Ryan's money is safe. When, how many more years?
2021. I have, for anyone listening.
I made
a bet with our good pal Andy Ryan when the three of us worked in a news agent's or store, convenience store for our American listeners, and we made a bet on the back of a till receipt in 2011 about that Liverpool would win the league in the next 10 years. And he bet me that they wouldn't. And I've got 2 years left. We've come close on two occasions.
What's the... Is it like a flat bet?
No, euro? I gave him odds.
Oh.
I think. No, did he get, no, yeah, I gave him odds. So if they don't do it, I owe him €80, which in 2011 was an obscene amount of money for me. And if I don't win, I pay him 120. And...
He
has to pay me 80. 80.
Okay. Yeah.
So I gave him like 6-4 odds. Oh. So whatever that is. I'm fairly confident though. I mean, like, you just don't know. But
so let's sum up here
the episode. Are we still talking about The Simpsons?
Yeah, so just getting us back on track. How do you feel generally about the sports episodes in The Simpsons? Do you think they do a good job with them?
Early seasons, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of any sort of... Like, I like those episodes that are a little bit different, like, you know? Like,
kind of in their own contained...
Yeah.
Yeah, like it takes you out of...
I always think of, like, what would it be? Any episode that's just outside the norm, like, not in the house that they're out and about, like, you know?
What about... We didn't actually talk about it. You remember the one where Bart gets ballet as his, like, PE assignment? Remember, it was like, he...
Oh yeah,
late. Like that, I think that's a really good like spin on the sports.
But he's masculine, so it's okay to enjoy it.
Like they better show up, or it's TS for them. Swimming.
Feel right.
I do think they do a fairly good job in like satirizing whatever industry.
Yeah,
they go for, like, you know. Like,
I mean, I'm sure there's way more jokes that I don't get about their American football. Related.
That was actually a really good one as well, when they talk about the gambling and the Super Bowl episode, and it was kind of Homer and Lisa. Homer and Lisa, and it was like they're watching.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
And Lisa's picking the team.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Didn't you say if Duff Dry wins, Lisa loves you?
Like they're so. Yeah, like those ones. If they can tie in like the family, like, you know, thing with it, when it's not just like. The stars of,
well,
you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the Dredrick Tatum one is like, there's no stars there. Like,
yeah.
The Pee Wee hockey one, there's no stars there. But they're all like, they're tied into Dredrick Tatum, is tied into like, they're afraid for Homer's well being. Pee Wee hockey is that, like, the sibling rivalry. Even the one where they do use all the stars with like the softball stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of about Homer, how like he was the big shot and he's kind of being replaced.
Yeah.
And then like,
see, it's all just because they gave the stars actual lines, and it wasn't just like it was like in that thing we watched where it was like, it wouldn't be like, tune in this Sunday because we're gonna have a special appearance from, I doubt that they marketed all,
hey,
those.
Blink 182, like, here's one that tying into sports, Tony Hawk. And it's like, oh, Tony Hawk, they say his name about three or four times. Like, that's the joke.
The joke.
The joke is that, oh, Tony Hawk is on the show.
Yeah.
You know Tony Hawk?
Like, that's just...
I don't want to talk about
anti-comedy.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean? Like,
that's the opposite.
Yeah.
But
all in all, I think they do, in their prime, there's some...
Whenever there's a sports episode, I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm rubbing my hands together. Yeah.
I would love to see them try and dabble in, like, back in the day, a wrestling episode or something like
Didn't
that.
Didn't they do... Was it like a UFC one?
I think they did when it was like the one of the later series. Marriage was in the cage or something.
Yeah.
But like, that's just that's your pure pandering. Like, this is hot at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
we're hot.
Time to square off in the ring that is the Septagon! In this corner, weighing in at...
Nobody needs to know that. Skip ahead.
Stands the mom I'd like to fight, Marge Simpson!
Yeah, that sort of shit, yeah. Now, in terms of football, Terry, I don't need to tell you that I was something of a player myself. Yes. I don't know if you heard, but there was a much talked about sports day, Terry, age 17. Do you remember what my record was? I'll tell you. It was 3 games, 3 goals.
Yeah,
the school sports day. Yeah. Everyone was like, "Oh, I thought Cantwell was a goth. I didn't know he was into sports."
Well, he's not into sports. He's terrible at them.
I remember specifically, Coffey let me take a penalty when we were like 3-0 up.
Never forgive it.
Absolutely nestled into the corner as well.
It actually didn't. It went straight down the middle. I remember watching it.
It did go right into the corner. Yeah, we're confused.
The jumpers were gone.
Burned goals. In my brain. Yeah. That went right in the corner. I was so surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I've played football with you, so I know what you're all about.
I know what you're all about. The funny thing is, last time we played football, it was like, Jesus, I got cramp. First of all, Terry's a much better footballer than me. All right, yes. we'll just put that out there now. Right,
I'm still bang average.
Put that in the book. Yeah. Tells you how bad I am. But then there was a time at the end of the match where the ball's just dropping, and I'm like, I'm gonna hit this first time. And I just hear you going, "Don't do it!" And as soon as I swung and I missed, and I got cramp immediately as my leg was mid air. It's just down on the ground. Ah. And then we were winning, and you were over me, like pressing my foot. You're like, just fucking stay down. That was brilliant. Ended up winning the game, anyway.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah, we won, yeah.
But
this has been our episode on
Simpsons Sports.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we tried to tie it all together, but
it's an informal little chat we're going to be having. And we're going to be
just doing, so you can hear our voices again.
A few different, you know, range of topics, stuff like politics, maybe movies.
What topics would you like us to discuss?
Yeah, exactly. Hit us up with some stuff.
If you want to get our hot take on certain issues and watch as we link it loosely to The Simpsons.
Yeah, we'll figure some stuff
out. We'll do that for you, no problem. Just give us a 5-star rating and we'll say no more. Terry, where can they find us?
They can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Put it in H. Die Hard Simpsons podcast.
What is it?
It's Put an H at Die Hard Simpsons podcast. God damn it.
Look, we're a bit loopy. It's right about 2 hours.
Where can they
find
this fucking sweat box?
It's so hot in here.
Where else can they find this?
You can find us on Instagram. Put an H podcast. I'm dying here.
And where else?
Twitter. Same address.
Or anything else?
iTunes, rate, review, give us all your money. You know the drill. Let's just get the hell out of here.
We'll see you next week. Oh, we might actually be off.
Oh, yeah. we're going to be...
A week or two off.
Week or two, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on holidays in Italy.
Oh, Italy.
Italy, yes. Terry. Yeah.
I will be.
I should have mentioned that when we were recording Luigi Risotto.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Croatia, and then Terry is going to be in Italy pretty much straight after that. So we will be back. I think we will be taking about a week and a half break.
Yeah.
Possibly two. Yeah. But no more than that, we assure you.
Couldn't leave you hanging out there. No.
Couldn't and wouldn't. Yes. Well, we will. But I'll see you. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Burns had done it. The power plant had won it, with Roger Clemens clucking all the while. Mike Socia's tragic illness made us smile, while Wade Boggs lay unconscious on the barroom tile. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego. Talking softball, Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego. Talking softball, Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw.